yourself conference without a little dancing. So enter Drew. And Drew's from Texas A&M University. Drew, tell us about your project here.
All right. Well, so the idea here is that we have a DDR pad that...
Dance Dance Revolution, for those people who may not be in the know.
Yeah. So the pad is used in an arcade game. And the idea behind my project was I wanted to make one with no moving parts, since moving parts can wear out over time and then the pad's no longer usable.
So when I'm playing DDR at home on my pad, which I do, or at the arcade, you know, like GameWorks or something, those have moving parts you mentioned. What are the moving parts?
It compresses a layer of foam and connects wires between the two layers.
Okay.
And so when the foam wears out, the wires get stuck connected, and so it thinks that the arrow is constantly being held down.
Right.
So.
And then that totally messes with your game.
Exactly.
I'm sure you've had that happen to you guys, like, many times. And you, obviously. So you went out and you invented this, LED-based dance pad.
Yep. It works on the principle of light reflection. So that blue LED that you see glowing shines light onto the sole of your foot or shoe. And then there's another LED that detects how much light is being reflected back. So when it sees a sudden spike in the amount of light being reflected, then it knows you just stepped down. And if it sees a sudden drop, then it knows you took your foot off.
Do you need to wear a specific reflective type of sock or reflector on the bottom of your shoe?
Technically, no. It does work better with white soles or white socks than with black, but I've seen people wearing black shoes. It all varies, really.
Right on. And so you've gotten this, and it works, and you have it hooked up to play with,
I have it hooked up to a computer running Stepmania, which is an open source emulator for the DDR game, and I have it connected to the computer through an Xbox 360 controller that the pad controls.
And would you say the accuracy is just as good, if not better, than the regular DDR pad?
I'd say probably 98%. It's not totally perfect, but it's definitely good enough to play on at this point.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's give it a go. I want to see your moves. Very good. Well, you are obviously a skilled dancer and a true DDR and Stepmania fan, so I commend you. And what do your friends think about this?
They think it's totally awesome, and they want to play on it all the time.
Right on. Well, there you go. Thank you very much.